Torah tells us, HaKodesh HaZewachem Rosh Chadashim Rishon Hu L'Chad Shei Hashana. The Pasuk in Parashas Bo and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Dav Zayin Amun Aleph, goes into detail, but basically we all know that Rosh Hashanah is the new year for the years, but Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Chadashim. And we go, so when it goes by year, we know Rosh Hashanah. And it goes by month, it's based, Tosus quotes the Yerushalmi, that the names we use today, but the Tosus quotes the Yerushalmi, that the names of the Jewish months that we use, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, they came into use during the Golus Bava, during the Babylonian exile. So the Ramban on Parshas Bo, Sefer Shmos, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Beis, that they're one of the reasons why we pick, obviously because the Torah says, HaKodesh HaZewachem Rosh Chadashim, the mitzvahs to count months in this manner from Nisan. But the Ramban explains that the reason why we count months from Nisan and not Tishrei is because of Yetzias Mitzrayim that happened. The Jews got freed from Egypt. So therefore, when we count the months from Nisan, I say today's the first month. The second month, I would think, well, second month from what? Third month from what? From Nisan. Oh yeah, what happened? The Jewish people, the tremendous miracles that God did to get the Jews out of Mitzrayim. And then the Ramban continues and says, and when the Jews left from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, the months they were called, them, that's what he points out, they were called by the Babylonian names to remind us of the exodus from Babel. So why the change? So that's what the Gemara in Brachas goes into, but they quote the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, when the Navi prophesies the great miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim will be overshadowed by future redemption. Uyomar Od Chai Hashem, Ashahel Abed Yisrael Me'aretz Mitzrayim. So therefore, they learn that the miracles are going to be greater. So that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah we all know is the years will be from Rosh Hashanah, but the months Yetzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvah is from Nisan. And then the Ramban continues, he quotes the Mechilta, Perachaf, Pasaches, there's a mitzvah to count the days of the week by numbers. Today's the first day of the week, second day of the week. Why? Because it's a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Zocha Yom HaShabbos Kokodcho. Again, just like if you say the first month, the second month, you think of Nisan. Today, Ayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, Ayom Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos. It reminds us of Shabbos all week long. And therefore, that's how we fulfill our mitzvah. When we're at the end of davening, when we say the Hayom, we fulfill perhaps our mitzvah d'oraisa, or at least the Rabbanan of Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kodesho. It's not just limited to making Kiddush, but we remember Shabbos all week long. So based on this Ramban, the Chasam Sofer, make strong comments about using Jewish dates when you're corresponding. Because when you put Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Yom Sheni, he says you fulfill the mitzvah of Zochar Yom HaShabbos L'Kodesho. You fulfill your mitzvah d'oraisa of remembering Shabbos. And also if you say the first month, second month, third month, you fulfill your mitzvah. So there's two mitzvahs happening. Chol Shazel Morosh Chadashim. The first month, second month, and third month, you remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's Zochar Yom HaShabbos. You remember you have the mitzvah of counting days toward Shabbos. And he doesn't like the people who go with the secular calendar. It represents the start of the Christian religion rather than the Bryas HaOlam, the creation of the world. So that's the Chasam Sofer. That's why some are very strict that they only... even on the monument, when I was doing the monument for my parents, or the it was clearly a Hasidish guy. He was saying how it's usher to do put any non-Jewish numbers up, etc. So I don't know if it's usher, but he was clearly following the Hasidish meaning, following the Chasam Sofer. Interesting enough, the late the Satmar Rebbe, the Divrei Yoel, was asked, how come it didn't, when he wrote his tshuvas, why didn't he write a Yom Rishon, a Yom Sheni? It's so you could see the way to fulfill your mitzvah of Zochar Yom HaShabbos or Achor Zochar Rosh Chodeshim. So the Satmar Rebbe wasn't as convinced as the Chasam Sofer, that he, even though he says the Chasam Sofer says one fulfills the mitzvah by writing the date. So why? Because so the Satmar Rebbe said it's a whole machokas whether ksiva kedibor or not, and therefore he thought perhaps you only fulfill the mitzvah through speech and not through writing. Therefore, he didn't think you gained anything by writing it. But every time you said it, so then you would get a mitzvah. And the Ramban and the Chasam Sofer also, you didn't say you're obligated to. They just said that it's a mitzvah to do it. Okay, but if it's a mitzvah to do it, why wouldn't you do it? And thirdly, the Ramban concludes that we know that today we know it's changed. From the Torah talks about the first and second month, but we go by Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, and therefore it's no longer applicable anymore. In fact, he points out when the Chasam Sofer himself wrote Shuvas, he didn't say it's the third month, he said it's Kislev, or whatever month it might have been. And as well, the Satmar Rebbe says that many great Rabbanim, even they don't say Yom, even forget about the month, let's say everyone calls it Kislev, Nisan, but even many great rabbis don't call Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, or Shlishi, they call it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Apparently, that the halacha, the Ramban quotes in Mechilta, it's not halacha l'maisa. We learn other things from these mitzvahs. So again, there's no isker. Maybe there's an inyan of doing it, but the minhag. Well, it depends in different circles. It's not. But the Chasam Sofer, and they're based on the Chasam Sofer, based on the Ramban. At least at one point, or in theory, you know, according to some, there's a mitzvah. We all agreed. There's a mitzvah b'chodesham rosh chodeshim that. We hold the Ramban writes, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa that you fulfill when you call by the number. You remember all the miracles from Yitzias Mitzrayim. And it's also Zochar Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh when we say a Yom Yom Sheni, whether it follows into writing on all your documents today. And do we say that since we changed the months, maybe it doesn't apply anymore? And whether we should say Yom Rishon instead of Sunday. So no one agrees it's a problem. The question is whether it's a mitzvah chiyav or it's a rishus.